I see you're wearing Ducks Unlimited shirt here today.
So, I watch them call ducks in Stuttgart, Arkansas.
Duck calling contests. But you help establish the Tulsa chapter. This came out of years of hunting yourself?
Well, it had gone defunct. Harold Stewart and Wilcox and Grant Hastings and those people had given up on it. Tiny Thompson and Bob Hawkins and I decided that we could have a new chapter, so we pitched in and did it. And the first year we did it, we decided it'd be a lot easier just to throw $50 in the pot than to go to all the work to put on a banquet. But it continued and has done well through the years and really was the lightning rod that got Ducks Unlimited started in Oklahoma as a big part of the conservation picture in Oklahoma.
And that would have been in the early 70s.
Yes. The other thing I was involved in, or have been involved in conservation, is the Nature Conservancy and the purchase of the Chapman Barnard land up in Osage County to make the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve. And I worked as director of development for a couple of years, 2.5 years. In that period of time when we were raising the $15 million to buy it, and then we set up a trust for maintenance purposes. That was a wonderful accomplishment as far as conservation is concerned. But I've gotten really interested in conservation and ecology, and as a matter of fact, have just had a book come out here in November that's called Grassroots Ecology. It's been pretty well received in scientific quarters, and I hope it'll begin to take off. I'd love to see it get into high school and college classrooms, because it could very easily be a textbook.
Mm-hmm. Back to the Nature Conservancy, you established the Lease Tern Preserve?
Well, that was one of the things they worked on real early. I didn't have a part of that. That was Herb Beatty and those people. Oklahoma didn't have a chapter, and the fellows came out and convinced Joe Williams that he ought to head that up, and he was the first chairman of the Oklahoma chapter of the Nature Conservancy. He got some wonderful people on that board, and from that time on, it took off. It's become a very powerful player in the environment here in Oklahoma.
The southern bald eagle roosting area, too, was part of that.
They're a small part of that. That's basically the Sutton Avian Research Center, Steve Sheridan and his people. Matter of fact, they've accomplished their purpose. They restored the bald eagle population in this part of the country. Great conservation story. Yeah. We've got a bunch of them around.
Yeah. Tallgrass Prairie Preserve. Were you involved in that at all?
Oh, yes.
Did you start that?
No, I didn't start it. But they were buying this, and I was involved more from a marketing standpoint. As I told the board of directors one day when I was reporting as their development director, I said, I don't know if you gentlemen have ever tried to do it, but grass is a hell of a tough thing to sell. We need a symbol of some kind for marketing purposes. And about that time, up in Bartlesville, Adams came up with, we'll give you our herd of buffalo. He had about 300 bison. That's where they had the big grand opening of the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve and released the bison. From the time that people could go up there and see bison, there was no question about support for it. That was kind of the little symbol that turned it around.
Out of all of this comes the NatureWorks Wildlife Art Show and Sale.
When I was with the Nature Conservancy, a fellow by the name of Vince Olzowski came to me and said, you've talked about it. You were on our original board. And I said, yes, I was. I tried to help for a couple of years. And he said, I can't keep it going anymore. Would the Conservancy be interested in sponsoring that show? So I took that idea into our board and then to the national people. And they decided, no, they didn't want to be involved because of the liability that was involved. We still thought it was a good idea. So we formed NatureWorks and had a real good board to begin with and a fellow by the name of Ross Murphy, who's been in the petroleum world here in Tulsa for a number of years, was our president. Our first show was downtown Tulsa. It wasn't all that successful. But as we stayed with it, the last couple of years, we've sold a little better than $600,000 worth of art. 25% of that covers our expenses and then the money that is left over, and that's generally a very sizable amount of money that's left over. All that money goes into conservation projects of various sorts. We've done a lot of them.
Then you headed up the effort to produce the Oklahoma Centennial Duck Stamp print.
Oh, that was a fun thing. Yeah. We got guys that I've worked with through the years because NatureWorks always put up the money for the artist's honorarium for the state duck stamp. And they said, we want to phase it out because of the advance of the internet, the computer, it's all changing. And we want to phase out our print program. They would sell prints every year of the duck stamp image. We came up with the idea of a centennial, which is the right year, fortunately. And we commissioned Scott Storm to do a painting for us, which he did, of Mallards and Hackberry Flat. Hackberry Flat is one of the finest conservation projects in the country, certainly as a crown jewel in the crown of the Oklahoma Department. That was the centennial print, and it sold out in a matter of days and raised a lot of money for Ducks Unlimited and a lot of money for Oklahoma Department of Conservation.
We should point out here that in 97, you were selected to receive the Nature Work Stewardship Award, which is a statue of a pair of otters, a monumental statue there at 70th and Riverside. I run past that, I'd like to say every day, but maybe three or four times a week.